When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. We will talk about the impact of the Reggie Bush decision on, could that affect other schools that have been vacated, put on probation. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. In the final hour, we'll help you get ready for tonight's NFL draft. Let's get back to the calls right now and check in with Archie in North Carolina. Hello, Archie.
Hey, Paul. I think the boy this year. His key games going in this year is going to be Wisconsin, Georgia, and Oklahoma. If they're going to win the SEC, in the SEC, you know, because it's that one-way division this year.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, Archie. I think that's going to take some time to get used to because we've had 32 years of experience talking about East versus West, and it won't be easy to remember that, but I'm glad you reminded me. Well, thank you very much for the call. You take care of yourself, and let's check in with Austin, who is up next. Hey, Austin.
What's up, Paul? How you doing, buddy?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I got a couple things to say if I got some time.
You got it.
Okay. I want to like Legend. He's a good caller, but he's just a Bama fan. I can't stand that. And I wish you would never answer Jim's call ever again. That dude, he's a crybaby, Paul. That's a grown man acting that way. We need to cut that out. And the job that Hugh Freeze is doing down there in Auburn, rebuilding that roster in all the right places. I don't know if the Auburn fans ain't getting through the lines or they're just giving up, but Hugh Freeze is doing a hell of a job. I can't wait till November 30th to go down there to Bryant-Denny and whip Kalen DeBoer's ass, war damn eagle.
Well, that's some confidence. I don't know where he's getting it, but I'll be more than eager to find out more. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's check in with Steve in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how in the hell are you, Paul?
We are doing great.
Great
Thank
show.
You. Appreciate it.
With the draft coming up, I've got a quiz for you to go back and see how much you know about the nicknames of old professional ball players. Okay?
The answer is not much, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. About 70 years ago, there was a kicker who was making about 68.4% of his kicks when everybody else was hitting less than 50. He was called the Toe.
Lou Groza.
Yes, sir. You got it. This man I always considered to be Mr. Fierce. He was known as Iron Mike.
Mike Ditka?
Yes, sir. Okay. Coach of the Bears. And probably a cousin of his had a nickname of Ironhead.
Well, that was Craig Hayward.
Oh, you're doing good, my friend. You're doing good. This man got his name because of his amazing stature, standing at 6'9".
You got that one, Randy? I figured I'd ask the tall guy. I don't have that one.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Oh, my goodness. From the Dallas Cowboys, sure.
Yes. Okay. This man was Concrete Charlie.
Charlie Connerly?
Chuck Bednarik.
Oh, Chuck Bednarik.
I think I got his last name right.
Okay. I'm on a losing streak
this
right
man,
now.
This man had a couple different names very close to each other, White Ghost and White Shoes.
Oh, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yes, sir. You got it. Who was known as Honey Badger?
He played for LSU. What was that guy's name? Tyrann Mathieu, yeah.
Mathieu, yes, yes, you got it, you got it. This one had a couple different names. One of them was Primetime.
Yeah, he's now coaching it in Colorado.
Who was it?
Deion Sanders.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who's that?
Okay,
was that a
let
question?
Me wrap it up. Let me wrap it up here.
This guy
was so
big. The actual
big.
Name. I feel like I'm on Jeopardy. What is? Who is Deion Sanders?
Yes. Okay, let's wrap it up. This guy was so large, and a friend called him this nickname because when he got in an elevator, he blocked out all the light. He called him a walking, and it was a kitchen appliance.
William the Refrigerator Perry.
You got it, my friend. And the last one, my favorite, because of his personality and his ability, a 10-time Pro Bowler, and he has 4 Super Bowl championship rings. And he probably has, in my opinion, the best TV commercial ad.
Ooh. 4 Super Bowl rings. Terry Bradshaw had 4. Tom Brady had 4, 7 or 8. Mean Joe Green?
Mean Joe Green, my son, my friend, you're an ace in the hole.
Wow, that's a... I feel
that
like
bring
I'm,
back
I'm,
some
I'm,
old
I was
memories.
Taking the SAT again there.
You did pretty good. You did pretty good. Hey, now I got to agree with you and Legend. Any man who asks a woman her age is dumber than a box of rocks.
Steve, this was fun. Appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's talk about dumber than a box of rocks. The next caller is John from St. Louis.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
John, always great to hear brightness on a sunny day.
Don't you like I always start these calls off in a very calm setting?
Yes, I sure do, John.
Anyway, Paul, I heard you talking a little bit earlier, a little while ago, about what's going to happen with the SEC, you know, and that's where the power base is in football, obviously. And you talked about, you know, how these different schools are going to do and talked about Bama. And I think Bama is going to have more of a challenge, Paul, than you expect. I think their fans are basically overhyped for the success of the program. There's going to be just a little bit of a transition period, Alabama and Paul Feinbaum, with what's going to happen at the University of Alabama. So, you know, Paul, why don't you just kind of admit that you're kind of already handing 10 or 11 game win season to Bama, then really, you know, they've had a number of players.
All I said, John, was
program.
I would rank them number 3 in the SEC this year. I didn't say that they were going to do anything other than that.
No, you made the comment, Paul. The fact of the matter is, young man, you made the comment that they would be like a top 5 or 6 team
that
in the country.
That is correct, and that's where they will be when the season begins.
Is that where
begins.
You really think they're going to be, Paul? And based on what?
Based on talent, based on depth, based on the fact that they have one of the best coaches in the country.
Well, based on the fact of the matter is, Paul, based on the fact of the matter that their coach had a decent run at where did he come from? The University of Washington?
John, their coach just played for the National
okay,
Championship.
Okay, well, you're
going to
have
young man.
You're not answering my, Paul, you're not answering
I'm not,
my question.
I'm not saying Mississippi State's going to be in the top 5. I'm saying Alabama's going to be in the top. I mean, what is your beef with that?
Well, I just told you what my beef with, or my not my beef, Paul. It's the question I have.
I mean, Kalen DeBoer has been considered one
deal,
of the preeminent coaches in the country, John. I know that maybe at your place you don't get cable TV, but if you did, you would know that he's pretty good.
I'm not questioning what's his
name.
Well,
John,
DeBoer,
what exactly are you questioning here?
Well, real simple, Paul. I'm questioning why you automatically give the University of Alabama the ball that they're going to be in the top 10. I don't see it, Paul.
Well, you don't
have to,
John.
They've had many people leave in the portal.
Yeah.
And their coach is coming into a very hostile environment where the expectation level, young man, is very high.
About it.
And you don't understand that?
John, I
you don't think there's
that.
A lot of pressure being put on him to succeed, to replace a legend?
Of course there is, and he seems to be handling it very well so far.
Well, okay, so far he hasn't played a game. See, that's what I'm saying, kid. That's what I'm saying, Paul. You go ahead. This is like when people replace John Wooden or replace Roy Williams or replace
The guy that replaced Roy Williams came within a shot of winning the national championship in his first year, Hubert Green.
Well, did he win it?
He came pretty close, young man.
Okay, well, Paul, you know something, Paul? This is what I'm always talking about with you. Paul, you have a side to you, quite frankly, that's very immature.
Ooh. You're going to make me stop my feet now.
Okay, now,
why would you say I'm immature?
Because you Paul, here's the bottom line. You automatically tip your hat or automatically think that programs like the Alabamas and the LSUs and, to a lesser degree, even Florida are going to succeed. You said the same thing a few years ago about Florida, and what's happened with that program. That program has gone into the dipper.
John, you only see things, you have a myopic view
Paul,
of the world.
You know, Paul, here's the deal with me. I tell it like it is.
Oh, right.
Remember Howard? Howard told it like it is.
I remember Howard, yes. Thank you for reminding
me. Now, can I segue into something else?
I don't know. Can you?
Well, you're going to cut me off here like you always do?
John, I don't know if there's anybody in America that gives you more leeway than me.
Okay, Paul. What is that? Is that a dinghy?
No, that's when we make a point.
Okay.
And you're not making any right now.
Yeah, I am. Is Danny back there, by the way? Dan, are you there, bud?
No, Dan's not here today. Dan's not here to bail you out.
Okay.
John,
anyway,
I am here,
Paul,
to cut you off because we have a guest waiting, and for the mercy of the audience, we say thank you. We'll be right back. Much more to come. We'll talk to McGee about the Reggie Bush decision, what it could mean, right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And welcome back. Let's get back to reality here and talk about the big move earlier in the week by the Heisman Trust to restore the trophy to Reggie Bush. What does it really mean? Will it open the floodgates for others to claim lost artifacts? Ryan McGee has done a deep dive. And Ryan, good afternoon. Great to have you on the program.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, it was supposed to be a quiet week belonging to the NFL, and the Heisman Trust decided now they're going to drop something on us.
So tell us, Reggie Bush seemed like an outlier, but you've opened the door to maybe others. Like, what else could happen here?
Well, I think the question is, and I don't think it's fair, but I think this is what's going to happen, is that, you know, why wouldn't, you know, the Fab Five, because Chris Webber dealt with an agent and they had their two Final Four, you know, appearances and a bunch of wins taken away, why wouldn't they appeal that now and say, well, Reggie Bush did so-and-so? Or why wouldn't the 1990 Syracuse lacrosse team, whose best player, the title was taken away because their best player had a car loan that had the head coach's wife's co-sign on it? I mean, you know, Georgia Tech losing the 2009 ACC championship taken away because, you know, they had a wide receiver that had received $300 worth of clothes from a booster. So, I don't think any of them have a leg to stand on, because the reality is the NCAA has changed nothing. The Heisman Trust changed it. But now I'll be curious to see, as you know, the only undefeated force in the universe is billable hours. So you know the lawyers are going to come out of the woodwork and say, well, my client was taking away so-and-so for something that's not illegal now but was illegal then. And you know the law better than I do, Paul. I don't know that retroactive lawsuits will work, but they're certainly going to try.
Yeah, listen, we got too much legal things going on up and down the TV dial today. I think that would be the understatement of the century. But, even if it's a very thin argument, you have to hang your hat on something. And I wonder out loud if there really is anything for any of these people to hang their hat on, because the Heisman Trust cannot be used as a precedent. It's a completely separate organization that doesn't subscribe to anybody else's rules but their own.
Yeah, and the reality, too, is that, like, all the Pete Rose people are coming out of the woodwork now, as they always do. And, like, well, Pete Rose, and then Pete Rose. I know what Pete Rose did was illegal, and it's still illegal. And he's shown no remorse. And the only time he's apologized is when he got a book deal. And so Reggie Bush, who by all measures has wrestled with this and the guilt with it. I mean, he's told me, it was a great story in Athletic in 2021. And he said it to me shortly afterwards, which is, you know, the sleepless nights. He felt so guilty about everything that was taken away from USC because of something that he and his family did. And so the reality is he spent, you know, a decade and a half in Heisman purgatory. And so I believe he's been punished. I really do. And again, what happened to USC and the vacated wins, the vacated BCS title, all that still exists. But I think that Reggie showed remorse, you know, privately and publicly. And he was very vocal once the NIL rules changed, like, maybe now I have a chance. So, show remorse, feel bad about it. He wandered around in the wilderness without his Heisman for a decade and a half, and so I feel like that might have been punishment enough.
And I know it's not really germane to the point, but Ryan, would you agree that that's really the key? And you mentioned remorse. I mean, Reggie Bush has been an adult about this. What has Pete Rose done in 30 years?
Well, that's it. I mean, the only time he's apologized, or he'll sign a baseball that says, I'm sorry, or I bet on baseball if you pay him $50. You know, or like I say, he wrote the book basically confessing everything and expressed remorse only because he got a book deal and because he. But the reality is, the rule, Reggie Bush and his family broke the rules at the time. And so to go back retro, try to retrofit, you know, I said this in my column for ESPN, which was, all right, so I got a speeding ticket about 10 years ago, you know, outside of Monroe, North Carolina, and I was doing 65 and a 55. And I had to go to court, and I had to pay a lawyer, and I lost points off my license, and my insurance went up for like 5 years. Well, now that's a 65-mile-per-hour speeding zone, right? I think even a 70. So do I get to go back now and get my money back? No, because the rules at the time were the rules at the time. And so, you know, it is what it is. The good news is for anyone in the business now, they can be Reggie Bush all year. I wrote this in a piece, too, that, you know, it was about $300,000 that this, and I put it in air quotes, agent claimed that Reggie Bush and his family owed him. And, you know, $300,000 now, I mean, that won't even get you like a 3-star defensive back for a couple of games, let alone Reggie Bush.
No, listen, I don't think the floodgates will open, but it is interesting because even now, we were a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the Tennessee case, some were arguing, well, hey, it's legal now, but I mean, you have to go by the rules at the time. But even the Tennessee case is a poor example because Tennessee has already shattered the NCAA in that.
Yeah, and the last thing too is, if I was Chris Webber, or if I was the, you know, the Syracuse, you know, team, the lacrosse team in 1990 and all that stuff, if I was one of these teams, you might as well take your cuts because, as you and I both know, the NCAA, they're really good at running postseason tournaments. They're really bad at being in court. Like, they lose every court case. And so, you know, it might be a good time if you ever wanted to take your swings, maybe this is the time to take them. But, and you know, like I say, the lawyers are never going to miss an opportunity to send somebody a bill. So somebody's going to try something.
No, and I think he's got a suit against them, which they may, again, the two are, I think it's important for the audience to remember, and you pointed this out, the Heisman Trust and the NCAA are not joined at the hip, although we confuse everything nowadays in sports.
Yeah, everybody just screams NCAA, like anything with the football, playoff, or back in the day, the BCS, everybody's just screaming, oh, the NCAA, no, maybe Alex have nothing to do with it. And in fact, when Reggie Bush said, when the NIL rules changed, 3 years ago, Reggie Bush said, well, can we revisit my case to the Heisman Trust? And the Heisman Trust was like, well, that's up to the NCAA. And the NCAA went, no, we're not changing anything. So, yeah, they remain who they are. But again, all they did was enforce the rules that were to be enforced at the time. And the reality is that there wasn't a lot of outrage at what they did to USC.
There really wasn't.
Time,
I'm
unless
glad
you were
you
a USC
that point.
Fan.
Is it too late? Could somebody, could you and I as Tennessee graduates file a class action suit against the Heisman because of Charles Woodson winning it over Peyton Manning? Because I really do think that was a travesty.
Well, I'm still angry about Paul Horning over Johnny Majors.
Yeah, so, no, you're right.
I think it's 4 second place finishes for Tennessee and the Heisman. So yeah, if you want to make some calls, I'll be happy to help you with that.
Yeah, no, I think we can easily find a lawyer. I see them on TV channels every day talking about things they know nothing about.
Yeah, driving into Knoxville, there's an awful lot of billboards for lawyers that I'm sure any of those guys will take the case right now.
Well, I am thrilled that we could somehow find a way to get you on this show legitimately as an expert.
I appreciate that. And
unlike some of the callers, we actually called you by your right name.
Yeah, that's literally what I was going to say. I just appreciate you calling me Ryan. So thank you. That's an upgrade over the last time I was on this show.
And don't forget, you can see Marty with Ryan McGee this weekend. 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
Thank you, Paul. You're the best.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And tomorrow, a rare opportunity to get up close and personal with one of the all-time country music legends, Kenny Chesney, joining us. Somebody was asking about this guy earlier yesterday. Dominic returns to the show.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Dominic.
All right. I got a few things I want to ask you about the draft.
Okay.
So the last 17 years, the SEC has the most draft picks selected. Could it be another one, as DJ Khaled would say?
I think so. Absolutely.
I agree. And I got a couple predictions for them Bama boys. You want to hear them?
Let's go.
All right. Turner to the Falcons. Latham to the Chargers. Kerryon Arnold to the Colts. And Kool-Aid to the Ravens. What do you think about those?
I think you nailed it, Dominic. You should be the new draft expert on ESPN.
Thanks, Paul. And
thank
speaking
you.
Of ESPN, Coach Saban, a.k.a. the GOAT, is on game day right now with my buddy Boomstick, you know, Pat McAfee, and I can't wait to watch them talk about the draft tonight, Paul.
That sounds like must-see.
Yeah, and as always, roll damn tide, Paul. See you later, buddy.
Augie is up next.
Paul, I got an idea. You could take Dominic, have him sit in Mel Kiper's lap like his ventriloquist puppy. You know, they could do an act together on the draft night. I think that would be entertaining.
It's possible that Dominic knows more than Kiper right now.
Yeah, but you got to admit, look at Dominic's haircut. Look at Kiper. Kuiper's got an awesome head of hair, doesn't he, Paul?
I mean Kuiper has done this for, I mean, Kuiper was there, I think, on day one. It's pretty amazing that he has pulled this off.
And what about his coif? I mean, you got to admire the guy's hair. He has got one.
Has anyone ever seen him, though? I mean, isn't he like in that cubicle at home? I've never seen him outside of that place.
I haven't seen you, but for TV, unlike others who have gone to your set. But
I'm not really hard to find. I'm pretty out there.
Are you out there in the vegetable aisle of the Kroger or something?
You'll probably find me there on a Saturday morning, looking bored. Yeah, that would be me.
But you were wondering if John from St. Louis, you said, I don't know if you get cable TV, John. And the answer to that, Paul, is yes. Between the hours of 1 and 6, he gets cable TV. In the morning, he's doing physical therapy, dexterity-type drills, mental acuity tests, and then they eat, and then they go to bed about 8 o'clock. So,
Augie, what do you think this guy watches when he's not watching us?
I think he plays checkers with the other folks in the home. He tools around in his chair getting coffee and making a nuisance.
What's that TV? Is it TV Land that has all the 70s shows on?
Yeah, TV Land.
I think he starts in the morning with Gunsmoke.
Stairway, what was it, Highway to Heaven, not Stairway
to
Heaven.
Then I think he goes to, what other 70s shows?
Bonanza.
Little House.
Little House in the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie. I mean, that's his wheelhouse right there. Late 60s, maybe into early 70s. Rockford Files.
That was a good show. Columbo, Kojak.
Kojak's kind of moving into the 70s now. I think we need to keep it in the 60s.
Yeah, that's true.
Perry Mason.
Okay. That's
50s,
isn't it?
That's 50s, yeah.
The Rifleman.
Andy Griffith.
Hey, Barry.
Chuck Connors, the Rifleman.
Oh, yeah, the Rifleman. Absolutely.
I mean,
that was a 60s show.
Up some old gold.
Yeah.
But, Paul, he's not
Man
the
from
only
Uncle?
One of your... Oh, yeah, Robert Vaughn.
I could see him watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and believing it's real.
What about Get Smart?
Get Smart. Get Smart's
earlier,
a little, I think, a little too intellectual for him.
Yeah. Speaking of intellectual, Paul, I was talking about Larry from Missouri a couple of days ago. He was missing. They found him. And then Larry from Shelby calls and threatens me because the guy can't hear or his brain is deteriorated from all the alcohol. What do you think it is? Is it a hearing problem or brain damage from alcohol?
I don't think he has a hearing problem, so I'm guessing it's the other.
Okay, there you go. And I got to say this, Paul. I don't rarely get offended by anything anybody says because it's all in good fun. But that complete blittering idiot Todd, and I think it was yesterday, said that Jim and I run to the rabbi every time you have him on the
show.
Have you ever had a rabbi on the show?
We have. The only clergyman we've ever had is an archbishop.
And that idiot can't tell the difference between major religious sects.
Just a minor, minor religious differences between the Roman Catholic Church and Judaism. Nothing major. Yeah, they're
and
all friends, though. Yeah.
He insulted the Holy Mother. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that, yeah.
I mean, did the ignorance of some of these people astound you? I mean,
no,
you've
no.
done this
Augie,
so long.
I say that emphatically. I am never surprised.
Okay. But then, later in the show, Jim came on, and then he said, Augie's backed away from me. I'm surprised about that. I don't know what he's talking about. I still say and give appreciation to Jim for the, you know, prayers he sent when I needed them. So
yeah.
I'm not backing away from him. I don't know what he's talking about. So, you know, I just wanted to straighten that out, that I have not said anything derogatory or untoward at all about Jim. But he's right. Jim is right. He only responds to people who attack him. And it's a sport in this show. And people love to do it. And they love to provoke him.
But he believes very strongly, as his chief spokesperson, that if he doesn't respond, then that's the last record of attack. And he wants to make sure that he clears the record. Anyway, we have to go to a break. We have a couple of guests in the final hour getting you ready for tonight's draft, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Sunday night, 8 p.m., rally cap, recap of the weekend in softball and baseball season starting to reach its zenith. Willis is in Los Angeles. Good afternoon, Willis.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
You're doing great.
Interacting with SEC fans out here, and the Auburn fans at Cal and the LSU fans at UCLA, and listening to your callers, the one thing that you have to speak is the enthusiasm gap. we're so super cool out here, we no longer have a conference. It's just that simple. And the new rule with the NCAA of having immediate eligibility, as long as you meet the academic requirements, is a bad rule. It'll make college sports a circus. And the thing that really scares me is the preeminence of gambling. Because some of these kids are making good money and others are not. That is always in the background. And I'm going to put
I think what you said is a number of people I know are predicting a major gambling scandal in the future, and I think you're dead on that.
Well, you know, it's like it's like baseball in 1919, and then it happened at Kentucky in basketball and, later times. And if you put sports in the hands of John Calipari's and the Lane Kiffins, that's where it's going. You know, I'm a master of the transfer portal, so watch this. What did you think of the Chagata transfer?
I thought that was I was surprised by that.
Yeah. He wasn't that good. I mean, at Arizona State?
No.
And he was a questionable prospect at Florida, and you could rattle him in high school, and yet...
Yeah, there was so much controversy on that, and I'm sure Georgia is looking... I mean, Georgia doesn't have a lot of depth at that position, so I'm sure that was the enticement. The real question I have about him is, has he been given if he gets in the right system, it might be successful. Willis, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Vance is up next. Hey, Vance.
Hey, brother. I live in a rural part of Georgia. I've been to Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, and you know that one thing we all have is a lot of two-lane roads. I know this has happened to you. You pull out on a road and you're just going so slow, and there's a huge line of cars in front of you. You're like, what happened? Well, then time goes by, people are turning off this and that, and you realize there's one little old man up there that doesn't give a rat ass about everyone behind him. You've been there, right?
I know where you're going.
Well, this is John.
John is the guy who's always slowing down the road. And he will not change. I mean, there could be a fire truck behind him and he's not speeding up.
No, and doesn't even look around or nothing. Doesn't give a damn about anything. So even legend, in his own words, he wasn't crying tears begging him, but he was beseeching him, quit calling four times a damn day. Well, that's a waste of Legend's breath. John don't care, Paul. John's going to keep calling until John passes into the next life. So everybody,
do you have any insight, Vance, on when that may be?
No, the Lord hadn't told me, but okay. I'm getting ready to start asking him if he can give us some help. I mean, I'll do anything to speed that process up.
Thank you, Vance. Todd is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. But hey, have you heard, is Joe from Red Bay okay?
Good question. Haven't heard from him in about 2 weeks.
Okay, I'd love to hear from him, but I was worried about it. I was glad to hear from Legend today, and Squirrel had a good call. And Paul, I told you, AJ's a really good guy. I really like AJ. He's a good guy, but... Anyway, I wanted to ask you this because Dickie Jim Biden said yesterday that I said I hate somebody on the show or hate him. I have never said that I hated anybody on this show. All right, now let me ask you this, Paul. If he says I said that and I've never said that, don't that make him a liar?
Listen, I want to make it clear. I am a talk show host. I am not a judge. I don't have any... divine powers to make decisions
Paul,
like that.
I met Rocky Marciano in 1969 in West Palm Beach, and he died in 1966, that makes me a liar. If I said I was going to quit the show and I'm still calling, that makes me a liar. And Paul, I've heard something else today. Y'all been on Pete Rose, but let me tell you something. Pete Rose still made it out of Little League. He made it, you know. I'm going to go on and just say this. Dickie Jim Biden is not an asshole, Paul. He's the skin around it. Roll damn tide. Thank you.
Wow. That was sobering. Craig is up next in Ohio. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to say, John, what the heck is going on with you? You need your depends change more often or what? Quit calling in here 3-4 times, like legend said, complaining about everything. Like, you need to get your depends changed more often or something, dude. You're like sitting there like squishing in that and all that. Like,
I mean, we had back-to-back callers that had to be censored. I mean, what is wrong with this program today? I mean, who's in charge of this show? Okay, we have a segment coming up that we, whether we hear cursing or not, we don't think we'll be cutting them off. Cole Kublik and Chris Doering, a combination you've never seen before live on this program.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.